Well, good morning. I trust that you're feeling well. It appears like we're having some signal issues. So if you would be patient with us, we'll try to straighten that out if we can. On our end of the operation. So God bless you today and welcome. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. So if you would continue to hang on, we'll try to straighten the echoing problem that we're having. Thank you. Give us a moment, please. You're on Maximum Radio. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Well, we are back. I believe that you can hear me a lot clearer now. We're still having an echo. What I would suggest to all of our live callers, thank you once again and welcome to our program. Today is Friday, September the 19th. You'd have to hear on this end. It's really quite annoying. There's this echo, and I trust that you are not yet hearing it, but I'm hearing it, and it's a delay of about 2.5 seconds. In other words, as I speak, there's this repeating. Now, I tried dialing out and coming back in, and I'm still having that. So that's a function of our suppliers. Service to us. That's not something technical on my end. It has to do with our phone line, so to speak. We're using a type of line called Skype, and ever so often there may be technical issues with it. So anyway, praise God, and we are going to press through. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Well, our program today, the name of our program is Your Next Breath. And we'll just press forward as God gives us breath on this end to continue. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I have this privilege of joining you and being together with you as we go to the throne of grace. And today we thank God. And it's Friday. Did you know that? Well, it seemed like just yesterday that we said the same thing. Time is moving so fast. Well, in our I Am series, I was looking at the scriptures, and I was taken to Psalm chapter 104 and verse 29. And let's listen to what it says. It says, "You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust." That's taken from Psalm 104 and verse 29. So what God wants us to know, to hear, and to meditate on this day is that he is saying, "I am your next breath." Now, think about that. We breathe, and sometimes without even thinking, most of the time, actually, we're not even conscious of our breathing. But he is your next breath. So he's saying, "I am your next breath." That's a humbling notion, because without breath, there's nothing we can do. And we're totally dependent on him. Well, while you're thinking of any praise reports or waiting to share any prayer burdens that you may have, a prayer request, that is, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us approach his throne boldly on this Friday morning. Father, we do thank you for the access that we have, that we can come into your presence with praise and with thanksgiving. You're there, and you're always awaiting us, waiting to welcome us. And Father, we come today knowing that you are most holy. You are our holy God, and we must be mindful of how we come into your presence. And we are coming today, Lord, and we know that our sin, our trespasses, our iniquities are up before us. And we therefore ask your mercy and your forgiveness, if you would just wash us and make us whole, cleanse us, impart the covering of your Son, Jesus Christ, to us for righteousness. In the name of Jesus, in his wonderful name, we come. We cannot and do not come in our own merits, in our own strength, our own reputation, our own name. We come in his name, because he is the one that laid down his life, and his blood was shed and provided for continual cleansing and healing and making whole and for righteousness for us. So we claim that for ourselves, that covering, that essential, important covering with which we cannot do without. We need it to be able to stand in your presence before you, and we thank you for admitting us and for welcoming us as we come in. And we believe you, God, today, that every word that's uttered, every word of praise, every word of worship, every word of petition, intercession, and request is being heard, because you did invite us to do just that. So we thank you, and we bless your name right now. In the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 37, verse 3, verse 5, verse 10, you would be familiar with the story that's recorded there of Ezekiel having dialogue with the Lord concerning some bones in the valley, some dry bones. And it reads this way in verse 37, beginning with verse 3. It says, "Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord, you know. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life." This is a powerful, powerful prophetic record of God's plan, God's desire He says, I will put my spirit, verse 14, within you, and you will come to life. And so today, we want to pray that God's impartation, his life-giving spirit, would come to those who are physically alive but are spiritually dead. We want God to breathe his life into them as he did at creation. Let us pray. Dear Father, breathe life into those who are spiritually dead, physically alive, but spiritually dead, even on this Friday, even now. We prophesy to them right now. You're the God of life, and at the very beginning, you gave your breath to Adam. You breathed into him, and he became a living soul. Infuse them with your spirit. As Ezekiel did so long ago, we declare our prayer, and we speak to them right now. Come to life, and he will put his spirit within you, and you will come to life. Come upon us, Spirit of God. Resuscitate those who have suffocated in their own sin. Renew those who have wavered in their love for you. Surprise many who have not yet known you. Raise up great throngs of people throughout the earth to stand before you, filled with life and eager to serve you. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I have your line open, and the invitation is there for you to share with us a praise report or a prayer request, a petition that God has placed on your heart. Believe me, God is willing to put requests on your heart so that you will pray back to him. And that's what we're about, and that's what we're doing here. So welcome once again. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the delays that we had for you just hanging in there. And we're just believing God and thanking him for all that he has done, all that he has done. Let me give my praise report. I think I can come up with a few, but there's one that is in my spirit that needs expression. On yesterday, I was just outside of our offices, and I was speaking with someone, and I saw this young man whom I know. And this is a young man that when I met him, and the occasion that I met him, I was just passing by, and he called out to me, and because he knows I'm the pastor of the church nearby. And he said, Pastor, he says, tell me something. Why is it that I'm constantly thinking and having thoughts of death? And I knew that was a God appointment for me and this young man to have a brief conversation about the nature of his relationship with God and the life that he's living. And it turns out that he is a gang member of a gang, one of the gangs in our community, and he was very hungry and thirsty and receptive to what I was able to share with him by the Spirit of God. And he has been promising to attend our services for quite some time. He has not at this point, but I understand. I know the life that he's in and the demands that make on him. And So yesterday, I hadn't seen him for a while, and I know that when I don't see individuals for quite some time, it's a good chance that they're away on an extended stay, if you know what I mean. And so I thought about him just within the last couple of weeks, and then I saw him yesterday. And we greeted each other and embraced and asked him how he was doing and all of that. And he said he was doing okay. And he hastened to show me scars on his hand, fresh from the night before, and on his leg, because he was running from the police. And, of course, he had to scale fences and things like that. And, you know, you get ripped while you're doing those things. But I can see that his lifestyle is taking a major, major toll on him. So I chatted with him for a moment, and I'm just very, very concerned about him, because he is driven by that spirit that's associated with the gangs. And I can tell you, there are demonic spirits associated with that. I've had the privilege in the past of actually reading training manuals that, in fact, the particular manual belonged to the gang that he is in. It was terrifying. It was terrifying. And so I would ask you, please join me now as we seek God on behalf of gangs. That God will satisfy their deep desires. They have deep desires. They are human beings. They may behave sometimes other than that, but we always have to remember that it's Satan that has taken someone or individuals who are wonderfully made by God and distorting them. Distorting their lives, their minds, and their hearts. You know, Satan is not a creator. He can only distort what has already been created. God is the creator. He is the only creator. And as we look at these persons, let us allow the compassion of God to flow through us to them. Let us allow the love of God to flow through them. They do terrible things, but they are human beings distorted by the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So let us pray. I will not name this young man's name. I will not do that. I don't think it's necessary at this point. God knows of whom we speak. But let us pray for him right now and for his associates. You can see the darkness. He looked so dark on yesterday. And I'm not talking about his flesh complexion. I'm talking about his spirit. Mm-hmm. It's demonic what Satan has done and is doing to these young people. Mm-hmm. This brother is a 20-something. A 20-something. He's not an old man. He's a 20-something, young. So Satan takes the young. That's why we pray for the high schools. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask you that you will move upon these young men and young women, that you will satisfy their desire for significance and belonging. Father, we ask you to break the spiritual and social powers, those demonic spirits that have been assigned to keep them in bondage and in slavery. Yes, these spirits are on task, dispatched by Satan. Well, we ask that you would free them from these spirits, from these demons. And we ask that caring Christians would embrace them in the real love of God that comes through the family of God. So that these young people, these very young people, can be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
upon our neighborhoods and our communities. Bless them. We ask for help, that these dry bones, your breath would enter these dry bones. It would cause your breath to enter them, and that they would come to life and be raised up a mighty army for the cause of Christ. In the name of Jesus. That they would stand on their feet, filled with your spirit within them, full of divine supernatural life. In the name of Jesus. Even on this day, create and orchestrate strategic encounters for these individuals, just like you had me meet our young friend on yesterday. Yes. Father, we trust you. We know that we can do nothing without you, because you are our next breath.
Yes.
So we thank you today. Have your way in us and with us, through us. Bless these young people. They are hungry and thirsting. And we know that your word promises that they would be filled. Bless all of the gang members today. We plead for your grace and your mercy on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, these are people that God wants to use mightily, but Satan has them under his control. But we are petitioning heaven to break the chains of darkness, to break the chains that restrain them from being all that they can be in Christ. That's what we are petitioning about. Another thing we want to petition about, because God is our very next breath, and in John chapter 5 and verse 25, it's written there in that gospel, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." We want the sound of life. The sound of life. From the day that Christ was raised from the dead, those who are dead in spirit have been coming to life by the power of God's word. It's time in our communities, our community, your community, for many to hear his voice and live. A whisper from the Lord can wake up our friends or family or relatives or neighbors. One word can wake up our churches. A shout can raise people throughout our city. So we ask that God would lift his voice, raising many to fullness of life. So we want to pray for dead or dying churches in our city and our communities to be renewed in Christ's lives, in Christ's life. We want to pray for the word of God to be heard and for his life-giving spirit, bringing breath, to be received by many who are far from God. We want to pray for a special season when many will pay attention with clear hearing to the word of God. We want a visitation of God in our vicinity, in our families, in our lives, in our lives, in our communities, in our nation, a visitation of God, bringing breath, his life-giving spirit to all. In the name of Jesus, let us pray for that right now. Let us join our hearts. We have this awesome power of agreement. And he said, if in the earth any two would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And saints, I tell you right now, our switchboard here is lit up. I have this vantage point of seeing who and who and how many people are on. And so we have this power of agreement, and we must exploit it. He says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst to bless. Let us command that blessing right now. Dear Father, on this Friday morning, we pray that your life-giving spirit would be infused into local churches and assemblies, wherever across the earth, that are already dead or are dying, so that they can be renewed in the life of Christ. And the life of Christ comes through life-giving spirit. We pray for the word of God to be heard afresh and anew, like never before, that your life-giving spirit would be received by many who are now far away from you, that the distance of separation would be closed even on this day. Your strength and life-giving spirit would flow into the bones that are drying or are already dried. We pray for a season to come upon us of mighty visitation from you, so that many will pay attention with clear sight and clear hearing as you speak to them right into their spirits, spirit to spirit. You says in your word that there's coming a time when folk will worship in spirit and in truth. Father, we yearn for that season. We yearn for it. Bring it upon us quickly. Hasten. We must have it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you.
Thank you for
we worship the Lord.
Jesus,
we worship
you.
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise be. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord, that you are God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of God.
Yeah,
even as we come to the end of our prayer program today, I just want to give you a quick report for which I would ask that you would stay in prayer about. I went to that meeting on Tuesday night, and it was extremely contentious. It was rowdy and contentious, and I left that place with my spirit highly disturbed. That is why we want the life-giving breath of God to enter our communities, to enter folk who are so dead that their dead is dead. They don't even realize it. So please keep that in prayer. Our community and our city, that this, the enemy would not be able to have his way.
Yes.
We thank you for joining us today. We pray that your weekend is filled with joy, that your joy be full. In Jesus' name, we thank you. God bless you richly. And we're looking forward to seeing you and being with you on next week. Share the love of God. Keep a smile on your face.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bless everyone on the line.
Thank you. God bless you. Lord, love you.
Praise
the Lord.
Lord.
Praise you, Lord.